soon you will know who'll be the best in the Eurovision Song Contest. Katie Boyle never sang, did she?
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With Kieran Ori Tuttiot.
The Eurovision Showcase.
Ireland.
2006.
Every song is a cry for love. Every voice can rise above. So don't be afraid, just show what you're made of. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every day is a brand new start. Every night you could fall apart. Anytime you doubt the truth that's in your heart, sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Being strong, being tough, never change. It was never enough for me. In the dead of the night, only love can hold you tight. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every kiss is a call for hope. Every touch means you're not alone. You don't always have to make it on your own. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Being strong, being tough, never tender, always rough. It was never.
That's Brian Kennedy with Every Song is a Cry for Love. That was Ireland's Eurovision entry in the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest from Athens, Greece, coming 10th. Yes, Brian Kennedy still going strong, performing in Ireland regularly, and he's coming over to the UK just before Eurovision on a tour. So if you want to find details about Brian Kennedy performing here in the UK, then please do go head over to his official Facebook page. All of the details are on there on how to get tickets. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on 92.3 and 98.9 FM Forest FM. We're also on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. And also, this show can be re-listened to via Spotify and Mixcloud. So if you listen to us there, hello. Hope you are well. And I'm Kieran Ori Tuttiot, your Eurovision host. Oh yes, and we know how to do it here on the Eurovision Showcase to celebrate the world's biggest and greatest music singing competition. Right, let's move over to a request. Yes, we're starting off with our second song, and it's a request from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg. Hello there, Robert, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your request. And the song comes from
Sweden.
Yes, it is a Swedish entry from your beautiful country, and it is the entry in
2008.
Yes, here's Charlotte Pirelli. She's not all about tires, she's all about the heroes. Just had to mention.
Grease.
Antique and Greece, 2001. Die for You. Coming third for Greece in 2001 in Copenhagen. Oh, nostalgia. It really hits home when I hear that song. Oh, wonderful stuff. Well, let's move on with the show. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Ari-Tuttiot. And we have some new music to play. Yes, now, Madame Monsieur represented La France in 2008. I think that's it. 2018. They released their brand new album recently. It's called Emilie Non Solitude, which means Tangle Our Solitude. The album contains 11 songs, all of them in French, wonderfully. And on this album, you can find heartbreaking ballads, but also sweet and joyful love songs. And as different as the songs are, they still create a perfect harmony. And the physical version of the album comes together with an 80-page booklet that tells the story of each song and describes the whole journey Emily and Jean-Carl had while creating the album. Various themes and subjects are present in the 11 songs. The roots will carry with ourselves the stories and doubts collected from the hearts of the girls and all of the ages. Pain comes from the past, celebrating life. Strong messages of support to Ukraine, the inner child that we often have to deal with, and the symbol of love and France, the Eiffel Tower. Isn't that lovely? I think so. So, Madame Monsieur represented France, as I say, in 2018 with the song Merci, which was all about the victims, the child victims of refugees, particularly in that year. It was so poignant with all of the problems that are going on, obviously, in Syria, Turkey, Iraq, etc. And still, obviously, plague us right this moment in time, right across Europe. And obviously it's been a heavily divided political situation as well, which is really sad to see. Anyways, I digress. Now let's hear from Madame Monsieur and from the album Emilie Non Solitude. This is the song of the same title of the album. Madame Monsieur from La France.
Si tu me poses la question et si vraiment je réponds, tu verras que sous la glace il y a tant que je cache. Et parce que tu es comme moi, tu te reconnaîtras. Parce qu'on est tous les mêmes, on ne dit pas bien je t'aime. On voudrait être unique, des fois ça nous rend cynique. On est fiers, on fait la gueule, même ensemble on est tout seul. Et dans le grand foutoir de nos intimes nuits noires, si nos cœurs sont foutus, ils n'ont pas disparu. Je pense à toi. Je pense à lui, je pense à moi, si celle aussi, on est juste à côté. Quel que soit le temps perdu, faut partager. Quel que soit ce qui nous tue, faut rester et en mêler. Excuse-moi si je t'ai blessé déjà, c'est la nature humaine, l'amour et la haine. Et chacun sous la veste a des humeurs qu'il déteste, de plus ou moins gros problèmes, même la crème de la crème. Oh là là, pas facile d'être soi. Oh là là, qui dit mieux, pas facile d'être deux. On se dit rien, on s'en veut, moi je passe aux aveux.
This is Gustav from Belgium, and this is my song, Because of You. Life is too short, and we sure gotta celebrate. Enjoy.
Yeah, when the world got me going crazy, I carry on. See, I carry on because of you. Said I carry on. And when the world got me going crazy.
Hello, we are the Busker from Malta. And this is our song, Dance Our Own Party. Enjoy.
I feel better in my sweater. Got the radio, is this a song you know? But hey, what you say? Do you wanna dance?
Hi, this is Tvorchi from Ukraine, and this is our song, Arestio.
Broadcasting on 92.3 and 98.9 Forest FM, Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel, and online, including Spotify and Mixcloud, the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran.
Slovakia.
Slovakia.
1998.
Prežiť bez spoločných snov. Túžim sa vrátiť, zastaviť čas, veriť smútku, že utečie s tmou. Odchádzaš preč a dúfaš, že nájdeš ten svet, ktorý láka ťa leskom a slávou. Zdávaš sa nás a popieraš lásku, tak choď, bež si rýchlo bez zbytočných klamstiev a falošných slov. Láska, kráčam údolím slz a len ty môžeš zmierniť môj žiaľ. Túžim sa dotknúť tvojich pier, tvojich rúk, prosím vráť sa mi, nevzdaj sa nás. Zostal si sám a viem, že sa blíži ten deň. Keď sa vrátiš, ja viem, ten deň príde. Čakám ťa, poď, spolu zaženme smútok. Chcem lásku a vášeň, chcem oddanosť nebu. Chcem všetko, čo má. Sa dotknúť tvojich pí- za nás. Zostal si sám a viem, že sa blíži ten deň, keď sa vrátiš, ja viem, ten deň príde. Čakám ťa, poď, spolu zažeňme smútok, chcem lásku a vášeň, chcem oddanosť nehu, chcem všetko, čo
the beautiful Slovakia 1998 there, Katunia Haspova with Molitba. Yes, that came 21st out of 25 songs with only 8 points at the Eurovision Song Contest. And would you believe it only got those 8 points from Croatia? And it was Slovakia's last time in the grand final of a Eurovision. Can you believe that, Rob?
Slovakia, just feel so sorry for them.
I know, in a particular way, just like...
Of course, they never do very well, and when they have been in it, they've actually done some quite nice songs.
They have. Is there any in particular that roll off across your head?
No, I just remember... No, I don't remember their names, but I remember a couple of them being really nice.
Okay. Any particularly off the top of your head?
No.
Okay. I stumped you. So I've stumped you.
You have, yeah.
Aww. I'm sorry about that. Story of my life, isn't it really, Rob? When it comes to Eurovision, I don't always get it right.
Is that a song as well?
Probably. I'm sure. Yeah, it means prayer. It's exactly the same way as Molitva for Serbia in 2007 was, if you remember.
Molitva. Oh, yes, the winning, Molitva. Track.
Molitva, yeah. It's quite it's Slavic languages. They're growing intertwine with one another, which is something I think is quite nice, mm-hmm. actually. And before the generic UK press will say, it's like, oh, well, they all vote for each other, don't they? No, it's because they understand one another mostly, you know. And plus, as well, remember that old age language that, like, oh, well, why is Cyprus voting for Greece and Greece is voting for Cyprus? And why is Slovenia voting for Croatia all the time? And why is Serbia voting for Montenegro every time? It's because they speak pretty much the same language and their music industries are entwined with one another.
Yes, that is true.
And I mean, we know, Rob, don't we? We go around Europe all the time, and thankfully, I mean, this coming week, we're going to be in Tallinn in Estonia. So next week's show is going to be coming from Tallinn. Yay!
And the following week might come from Helsinki.
And Helsinki, yes. The land of cha-cha-cha at the moment.
We're expecting Kieran to do that in the middle of Helsinki.
Not topless, thankfully. Which Kaja, it looks like he's going to be doing. But then we got Echoes for Estonia this year. So I'm looking forward to that. I think Estonia is going to do really well. It was confirmed earlier this week, actually, Rob, that the Estonian entry is going to be performed with a piano, like it was in the Estelao national final. So that's going to be a bit nice.
I like a piano.
I do too. So underrated.
I used to play the piano until I was about 10, and then I stopped.
I know. It's one of those things, though, I think you've mentioned before that you slightly regretted not continuing.
My mum always said I'd regret it, but I was like a 10-year-old boy, does not want to spend half an hour every evening playing the piano.
No.
I used to find it dull. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do it. And now I wish I had done it, because I'd probably would have stayed on it.
Yeah, and again, hindsight's a wonderful thing. And
that was, what, piano.
30 years ago?
Hush.
Well.
It was 10 years ago.
Okay, yes, we're all 20.
Thank you.
22 here. Anyways, Rob, let's move on for your...
bit randomness.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yeah. I've got a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I try and get a song that matches. I'm going to try to pick the country out first.
It's always first. It's all you can do, Rob, is try.
It's called my lap. Oh. Right. I have...
You're going to get covered in cat hair if you're not careful. Holly, in the middle.
I'm going to have to show you what I've picked out now.
Uh-oh. Oh no. So
we've only got the one song to play. Sorry, dude.
And we can't not play it.
No.
So this is a country which only has the one entry.
I've had picked it out before, funnily enough.
We have. So we're going to go to
1980.
And it can only be one country.
Maroc.
Morocco.
Katie's there like, Morocco. And the rest of us are like, Morocco. Yeah, so we're going to play Morocco 1980.
What a shame we didn't win.
I know. Again, like the Slovakian entry just that we played, it only got 8 points as well.
Is this one of your favourite Eurovision songs ever?
Oh, no. No. Well, I appreciate it, that's for sure. But it's just not for me. Not because it's in Arabic or anything like that. It's just the fact that it just isn't... This is my type of thing.
I'm not sure I've heard you sing it in the shower.
Yeah, probably in your dreams, Rob. My goodness me. Okay, so here... Let me just find some little facts about it, because I'm sure that there are some details about it, which I'm not aware of, other than the fact it's the only Moroccan entry at the Eurovision Song Contest. See, Morocco... tried to go into Eurovision quite a few years, but because of the fact, because of Israel's participation and all the whole political ramblings about that, Morocco could only enter the contest when Israel pulled out. Now, Israel won the previous year in 79 on home soil in Jerusalem with the song Hallelujah, remember Milk and Honey, and they couldn't afford to host it the following year in 1980. So it went out to tender. The country that came second in 1979, Spain, they couldn't host it for monetary reasons. The country that came third, Spain, France couldn't host it. The country that came fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, even seventh, the UK, we couldn't host it. Monetary reasons, of course. So it fell to the Netherlands, and the Netherlands said, "Yeah, we'll host it, but basically, we'll do it all, etc. But we'll do it on a budget." And it was fine because they had local commentators introduce the song, so there weren't any postcards whatsoever. But the local commentators or a local television presenter would then introduce their country's entry. So who did we send over to The Hague, Rob? Can you remember?
Johnny Logan?
Well, Johnny Logan won the contest for Ireland, so we're done there.
Who did we send over to The Hague?
So the UK entry that year was Prima Donna with Love Enough for Two.
Who did we send over to The Hague?
To be our television presenter back then.
Let me have a think.
Can you remember?
Was it Prince Andrew?
No, thank God.
Okay, I'll have another guess.
Well, it could have been back then.
Henry VIII? I have no idea.
Noel Edmonds.
You're kidding?
No. Yeah, it was very odd.
That's quite funny. I was just watching something on Watch Mojo about Mr. Blobby.
Oh, about all of the crinkly bottoms.
It was top 10 things you only find in Britain, and one of them was Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, anybody outside of the country wouldn't know what on earth that man.
Henry the Hoover was one. Greggs was another one. Tizer.
Tizer?
Yeah, which is disgusting. What else was there that only found in Britain? The House of Lords, which was quite random.
Yes. Anyway, bizarre. Anyways, Rob, I think we've got to digress.
Yes, sorry.
And play Morocco, 1980.
Maroc.
Le Maroc. Yes, 1980. But you can't do that in French, can you?
I'm not going to try at the moment. I'm not got any alcohol inside me yet.
Yeah, wait till later. Oh, here we go, Maroc. Bon chance.
فيهاش ميز بين الألوان والأصل واحد والكل إخوان
Samira Bissad with Bita Khat, which is Morocco 1980, Morocco's one and only entry at the Eurovision Song Contest. I love a random song like that. And my goodness me, was it random? And speaking of random, here is a fantastic song from
Ukraine.
Here's Varka Sutuchka with
Sitting in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Riding on the train. Waiting at the bus stop. You gotta make it green. Lonely in the desert or lost in space. You know it doesn't matter. You gotta make it green.
Varka Sutuchka, make it rain champagne. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase, we've got a recap of semi-final two of this year's Eurovision.
Make it rain champagne.
And we've also got a wonderful request from Javier Leal in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Almost forgot your name, Javier. Slap on the wrist for Mr. Kieran. But now it's time for this.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritutiot.
Now, as part of King Charles III's official state visit to Germany, he met the German representatives for the Eurovision Song Contest 2023. Yes, Lord of the Lost, who are from Hamburg, met the King of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth at the event of in the city yesterday afternoon. There was 52... it said 52 was the location of the British Embassy's reception, with 1,000 guests in attendance. Over in Slovenia, Joker Out are really seizing the moment, as on Friday, Slovenia's Eurovision 2023 act shared their English language version of their entry, Carpe Diem, which is all about making the most of one's life we're all given. Ain't it the truth? Vesna, who announced that they have recorded an acoustic version of their song My Sister's Crown, which is this year's Czech entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. The group have not announced the date of the song, but have released a little snippet on their social media, particularly on their Instagram, is where I found it. Marco Mengoni, who is representing Italy at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool, has released his 3-minute version of the Italian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, Du Vite. I said that with a French accent, didn't I? Du Vite. I think that's how we do it in Italian, Italiano. So in English, it means two lives. Right, the acts that have been confirmed for the London Eurovision party, which takes place in a couple of weeks' time. We've got the United Kingdom's May Muller, Slovenia's Joker Out, Ireland's Wild Youth, Austria's Teja and Selena, Australia's Voyager, Lithuania's Monica Linkaita, France's Lazara, Norway's Lissandra, San Marino's Picketed Jacks, Poland's Blanka, Moldova's Pasha Bafeni, Estonia's Alinka, Croatia's Let 3, Spain's Blanca Paloma, Portugal's Mimi Cat, Iceland's Idilia, Azerbaijan's Terrell Turan X, Serbia's Luke Black, Malta's the Busker, Czechia's Vesna, and Romania's Theodore Andri. So that's the 2023 acts who are going to be there, but also the special guests of Tamara Todevska from North Macedonia in 2008 and 2019, and also Senit, who represented San Marino 2021, 2020 and 2021 respectively.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
And if you are going, have a wonderful time.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event, the Eurovision Showcase.
This is your number one radio station.
Forest FM.
It's now time for a Eurovision winner from the 60s. Sandy Shaw, Monsieur Dupont.
The rain was falling down as I flew out of town. I went to Paris for the day. And there I got to know a certain Romeo with a gentle continental way. Monsieur Dupont, Monsieur Dupont, you made me see so tenderly that I was never loved before. Monsieur Dupont, I know it's wrong, but I don't ever wanna go home anymore. you said hello to me, and I began to see that I could fall in love with you. I seem to realize the kind of paradise your continental kiss could lead me to. Monsieur Dupin, Monsieur Dupin, you made me see so tenderly that I was never loved before. Monsieur Dupin, I know it's wrong, but I don't ever wanna go home anymore. I'm learning every day a different word to say. Won't you tell me how, or won't you tell me now, the way you say, en français, give me more. Monsieur Dupin, Monsieur Dupin, you made me say so tenderly that I was never loved before.
Sandy Shaw, Monsieur Dupin, she released that in February of 1969, only getting to number 6 in the UK charts and number 18 over in Australia. Yes, I can't believe that. There was so quite low, actually, for a song I thought was really, really good. Oh, yeah. Anyways, it is what it is. Right, now it's time for Javier Leal. Step up to the plate, young man. Yes, one of our avid listeners over the pond. Of the North Atlantic Sea to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And you have requested a song from Tom Hugo. Yes, he's the good-looking one from Kano. Who came, was it fifth or sixth for Norway? Fifth, I think. Norway in 2019 in Tel Aviv with Spirit in the Sky, if you remember. So here is Tom Hugo with his latest single, Stuck in the Middle of Nowhere. Thank you, Javier, for your request.
Stuck in the
stuck in the middle of nowhere from Tom Hugo from Norway.
I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere.
He's one third of Kono.
Stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Lovely little song there. Great stuff. Thank you, Javier. Righty-ho, it's now time for us to take a look at the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2023. And this is in alphabetical order. It's Albania, Due, with Albina and Familia Kamendi. Armenia, Armeni, Future Lover by Brunette. Australia, Australie, Promise from Voyager. Austria, Autriche. Who the hell is Edgar from Thea and Selena?
And it's all because of you.
Belgium, La Belgique, Berger. Because of you, from Gustav.
Try to break us.
Well, look at us now.
I love this.
You told me the right thing.
You, yeah, you can break it.
Cyprus, a broken heart sheeper from Andrew Lambrou. Denmark, Le Denmark. Breaking my heart. Riley. Estonia.
Alenka. Bridges for Estonia.
Georgia, Le Georgie. Echo from Uru. Greece, La Grèce, What They Say, from Victor Viginos. Iceland, Island, Power, Delia. Lithuania, Le Lettonie, Stay with Monica, Linkaite. Poland, La Polonia, Wodzka, Solo, Blanka. Romania, La Romanie, DGT, Off and On from Theodore Andrew. San Marino, San Marin, Like an Animal, Picketed Chance.
splesali.
Slovenia, la Slovenia, carpe diem with Joker out. There we are. So that's that. Awesome stuff. Right, now let's move on to one of my favourite parts of the show. It's time for Live and Kicking. This is a chance for us to play a song live from Eurovision itself. But it's a little bit different this time. It's going to be on a chat show in 2011. Yes, we're going over to the late, great, sadly passed away earlier this week, Paul O'Grady, introducing Blue and I Can. And this was
the United Kingdom.
2011.
So let's hear the great man introduce the amazing boy band Blue.
Because you'll be needing them again in just over 2 weeks' time when the boys from Blue represent us in the Eurovision Song Contest. And here's the lads performing I Can. Let's hear you. Come on. Lucy.
You were the eyes and the face of fortune. I lost my way and I couldn't find you. Oh, oh no. We're not the first ones to be divided. Won't be the last to be reunited. Oh, oh no. It's like rain falling down, drops of pain in the ground. I can speak, there's no sound.
Wonderful. Blue, I Can, live on the Paul O'Grady Show. Oh, that was awesome. Isla really enjoyed that. Right, well, and I hope you did too. And that's it for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Uritussi. It is an absolute pleasure, as always, to have you here. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show and send in your requests and dedications, it would be a wonderful moment for me to hear from you and to play your favourite Eurovision tunes. Yes, indeed. So next week we'll be recapping the Big Six. Yes. So that includes Ukraine, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy and Spain. Indeed. So take care of yourselves and have a wonderful week. Arrivederci, au revoir, et vi disegno, vi sa dopitegna, cognatin adios. And I'll see you very, very soon. And hopefully next week, same time next week. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With Kieran Aritas, yes.
The Eurovision Showcase.
Rest assured that the Eurovision Showcase will be keeping you updated on our journey to the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Visit our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritutiut.